Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Sandlot Show. This is week two of the Arizona segment. We've got some great guests lined up for you this week on Mother's Day weekend. Remember, every Saturday we're on KFNX 1100 AM at 6 o'clock. So please try to listen in each week. We'll try to give you some interesting guests to listen to. I'd like to thank our sponsors that help us out with the show each week. That's Deer Valley Credit Union, Sandlot Baseball Academies, Santisi Brothers Pizzeria and Sports Grill, and the Arizona Baseball Network, which is azbaseballnetwork.com, and Victory Lane Sports Park. A little later in the show, we'll have our trivia question, where you can win a nice gift certificate from Santisi Brothers. So listen for that. You'll go to our website to enter the answer. Here's our guest for this week.
Hi, this is Brett Wallace from ASU, and I listen to The Sandlot.
We're here on The Sandlot, and I'm with Northwest Christian High School head coach Alan Belter and their ace pitcher Tom Lemke. Coach, you guys had a great season this year. You were, I think, 20-10-1. How'd things go this year for you?
I thought they went really well. We established some more tradition at Northwest Christian. It's our third straight 20-win season. The boys played really well. We had some school records broken, some even 2A level records broken. Our center fielder Marty Gage had 95 career stolen bases, and that sets a new 2A state record. He broke Billy Hunter's old record, who used to play for the Dodgers.
Nice. Tom, you're a 6'7" pitcher. You're a junior, and you had another great year. Kind of how'd it go this season for you?
On the hitting side, it's probably my best season I've ever had. I think I hit over 500 with over 20 RBIs, a couple home runs. Pitching could have gone a little different, but making the jump right from basketball to baseball was pretty tough this year.
Yeah, I didn't mean to leave your hitting out. I know you're a good all-around athlete. You're a junior, and you know you're one of the people know your name because you've been a star player for a couple years now. You got 1 year left. What are you thinking about after your senior year next year? Any potential schools or places that you want to go?
Well, I'm definitely planning on committing somewhere Division I. Top choices right now, probably Nebraska, UCLA, and Baylor, and Cal State Fullerton, too. Obviously, I want to get drafted, Lord willing, but I guess we'll all see how that turns out.
Oh, that's great. Now, you, I know you played club ball, kind of just go through your teams over the years when you were younger.
I started off when I was 10 playing with the Arizona Bounty Hunters, played with those guys for about 3 years. And then I got asked to play with the Chandler Monsoon and then with the Chandler Express, and then did the Junior Olympic stuff with the Scottsdale Storm the past two summers.
Nice. Coach, so Tom, I know you had a lot of good players on your team, but Tom, you know, he's an impact player. You know, what's it like having a person, you know, on your team like that? How does he affect the other players and impact your team? And what are you going to do after he leaves next year?
I think uniquely, what's very unique about Tom is he has the uncanny ability that he's known, he's good, and people around the state know that he's a good pitcher. But overall, around his teammates, he doesn't act it. I mean, his character shows through time and time again. That's why it's a pleasure to coach him and a pleasure to have him on the team, because he's just part of the team. He just wants to come out there and play just like everybody else.
We on the show, the Sandlot Show, kind of the theme of the show is when you were younger, you know, what did you used to do? You know, what were your Sandlot fields? And so I want to ask both of you guys that question. Tom, you know, when you were growing up with your buddies, when you didn't have a ball field to go to, what did you guys, what kind of makeup games, what kind of places did you go play your baseball?
Me and my friends, we used to always play wiffle ball in his front yard. We'd set up grapefruits as bases and then have the
grapefruits?
Yeah.
Nice. I haven't heard that one.
Drive-through was hit over the drive-through was the home run, and bases, you just run, and you have to run to the street barefoot and burn your feet off.
Nice.
Sounds like fun.
Coach, now where are you from? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in the city of Chicago, so we didn't have too many places to go play. We played more of what was called a fast pitch game, where you'd play up against a wall and then kind of map out a strike zone and kind of spray paint or whatever you had. You spray paint a strike zone on a wall and kind of played 2-on-2, 3-on-3 baseball right there in the parking lot.
Nice. That's a good one. Hey, well, to finish up the show, it's Mother's Day coming up here, so I'm going to give you guys a shot to throw in a little plug for your mom. So, Tom, you want to go first?
Sure. Hey, Mom, thanks for all that you've done for me. Thanks for believing in me. And that's all I can say is thank you for everything. I can't go a day without thanking you. Love you.
Wow, that's tough to follow
up. Yeah,
that's tough to follow up. My mom actually instilled in me to play baseball. She actually was the one that was pushing me to play and to get involved and took me to games and things like that. So her love for baseball definitely permeated in me. So I appreciate that about my mom.
That's great. Well, guys, thanks again for being on the Sandlot Show, and we'll see you guys out on the ball field.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm Woody Nisbet. I go to Stars Mountain. I listen to the Sandlot.
It's time for the Santisi Brothers trivia question, and I have Alec Wilson, who's with the 13U Gauchos. He's going to help us with the question today. Remember, just go to our website to submit an answer. There's a Sandlot Radio logo on the front page, and you can enter your name and the answer. Alec, how you doing? You want to read the question for us?
Yes, sir. Name the three current D-backs players that were first-round draft picks by the team.
Great. All right. So just go to our website at playvictorylane.com, find the Sandlot logo, and enter your answer. Thanks, Alec.
You're welcome.
Our next guest on the Sandlot Show is Cole Tucker. Cole, you play 12U baseball?
Yes, I do.
What are your... a foul ball. What are your teams? What are your teams?
I play on Team Arizona, which is a 14U team that we play all around Arizona. And I play a Cal Ripken team called the Pirates.
Nice. So you play, you're 12, but you play on a 14U team?
I'm actually 11, but
wow,
yeah.
That's even better. So what's your summer team? Is it the Team Arizona?
No, we're going to the Dominican Republic with the Pirates.
The Pirates are going. Nice. Mm-hmm. So Dominican trip, when's that?
I think it's June 31st. May 31st.
Oh. Nice, nice. So are you ready for school then and get back to that trip?
Oh, yeah.
Great. Hey, so I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the Sandlot? I know you got some brothers and a lot of buddies, but what's your Sandlot where you guys go play your little baseball games?
It's hard. Depends on where we are. Like, we'll go to Victory Lane a lot, or we'll go to the local Little League field in Ahwatukee, and we'll go to Desert Foothills Park. We can, like, walk to it from our house, so it's pretty cool. There's a lot of places.
What kind of ball you use when you play?
What kind of ball?
Yeah.
Like, baseball.
Real baseball.
Yeah.
Not a wiffle ball or anything. Nice. Okay, well, last thing. It's Mother's Day, so I'll give you a little shout-out to your mom. Go ahead.
Hey, Mom, I love you. Thanks for everything.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Cole.
All right, no problem.
We're on the Sandlot Radio Show today with Gary Bringer. He's a local umpire, does a lot of high school ball and other baseball tournaments. And Gary, you and I go way back. I know a lot of people have seen you umpire for years out here. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing these days and how many games you do a year.
Well, I'm pretty much this time of the year doing the AIA high school baseball. I usually do 40 to 50 games. Then in the fall and the summer, we'll do a coaches league, which they've started out here to get the kids an opportunity just to play the game of baseball. So we've done that now for about the last 10 years. And during the summers, we do some national qualifying tournaments and, you know, junior Olympic stuff and that. So keep busy pretty much year-round with the baseball.
And right now, you guys are heavy in the state tournaments going on here.
Correct. We're in the final week of the state playoffs, which conclude on Saturday with all of our state championships from 1A through 5A.
Now, you're in the championship game, right?
Yes, I have the 5A Division II championship game at Phoenix Muni.
Great. What, as far as, you know, club baseball, youth baseball stuff, it's a little more serious these days. As an umpire, you know, how do you see that? What's that? How's that impacting the high school level and the other types of tournaments that you do?
I think it's brought the caliber of baseball up. I mean, the only thing that scares me is some of these kids getting burned out. But I have seen these kids be more exposed to more things with the club baseball, which, you know, the whole key is just get the kids more at bats and everything. And with club baseball, I do see a lot of that, which improves the game of baseball.
Sure. Do you believe the players behave better? Are they more, you know? I mean, do they act like baseball players? Are they gentlemen to the umpires? You know, what kind of impact there?
Most of them are. You can look at the coach and tell you what kind of behavior you're going to have by the kids. a coach that's well-respected, well-behaved. The kids are well-respected, well-behaved. So pretty much you can just watch the coach and tell you what kind of kids you're going to have.
Gary, we got the great background music here with the seventh inning stretch, and we didn't even sing, right?
That's good because you'd have no radio listeners.
Well, like on the Sandlot show, we like to kind of go back to the younger years, and I know that you know, you can tell us a little about where you grew up, and really want to hear your younger years with your buddies, your Sandlot locations where you guys used to play baseball.
Started playing baseball when I was in elementary school. Lived at the time in Colorado Springs, and started with the Little League, which was really interesting. And the way they did it back there is, the high school players during the summer volunteered their time and coached the Little League. So you had a lot of people that were involved with the baseball that wanted to be there and had knowledge of the game.
Right.
And they gave their time. It was community work for them. So I started playing Little League back then. And we would, when we didn't have Little League games, we continuously played down at the local schoolyard. And if you didn't have enough players, you played right field dead. You know, if you hit the ball right field, you were out. But what we tried to do is, we normally get 15 kids or so, and we'd go three teams of five. We'd put two teams out in the field, one team up to bat. And that way we always had enough players in the field, because of course with 15 you're going to go 8-7 and not have enough. So that's what we did. We did the old three teams, five on a team.
Nice. That's a new one. That's great. That was up in Colorado?
Yeah, Colorado Springs.
Great.
Came here, moved here in my junior high year, and you know, then got involved, of course, with the high school baseball and all that. But, yeah, just played a lot when we were a kid. Every weekend we were out. There's something you don't see now. You drive by local parks, you might see a dad and a son out playing catch or hitting, but you don't have a group of kids just playing the game of baseball because they love playing the game of baseball.
Times have changed.
Definitely have.
Well, listen, I know we're going to see you out there umping, and I'm going to come out the state game. I'll come watch you back there, give you some stuff if you don't do a good job.
But. Oh, I'm sure. I mean, there's not a fan in the state here that comes watch games that hasn't missed a call. I mean, they're perfect up there.
Well, Gary, thanks for being on the show, and good luck in the tournament. Thanks for all you do for baseball.
Well, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for listening in this week. We hope you enjoyed our guests. I want to thank all of our sponsors. Don't forget, we got some nice events at Victory Lane going on coming up real quick here. We've got this Sunday, we have the May 18th Wood Bat Tournament. Coaches, get a hold of me if you'd like to get in that. We still got a little bit of room. There is a kickball tournament for adults on May 31st, and that's open to anybody. So just check our website and you can get details on any of those events and some other things going on at the park. We've actually got a car show coming up too in about a week on a Saturday night. It's Mother's Day weekend, and, you know, baseball is, everybody loves baseball, but behind all the players, behind all the coaches, behind all the teams, there's wonderful, fantastic moms who support and help with making things go smooth. And moms, we just want to tell you, thank you for all that you do throughout the year, every day. There's things that you do for the teams and for the players. You even let us play our tournaments on your holiday weekend. So, want to thank you again. And, folks, thanks for listening to the show. We'll see you next week.